From A to Z by Susan Glasspell. Read by Jenny Meisberger. Thus had another ideal tumbled to the rubbish heap. She seemed to be breathing the dust which the newly fallen had stirred up among its longer dead fellows. Certainly she was breathing the dust from somewhere. During her senior year at the university, when people would ask, "And what are you going to do when you leave school, Miss Willard?" she would respond with anything that came to hand, secretly hugging to her mind that idea of getting a position in a publishing house. Her conception of her publishing house was finished about the same time as her class day gown. She was to have a roll-top desk, probably of mahogany, and a big chair which whirled round like that in the office of the undergraduate dean. She was to have a little office all by herself, opening on a bigger office, the little one marked private. There were to be beautiful rugs, the general effect not unlike the library at the university club. Books and pictures and a cultivated gentleman who spoke often of Greek tragedies and the Renaissance. She was a little uncertain as to her duties, but had a general idea about getting down between 9 and 10, reading the morning paper, cutting the latest magazine, and then writing something. Commencement was now 4 months past, and one of her professors had indeed secured for her a position in a Chicago publishing house. This was her first morning, and she was standing at the window looking down into Dearborn Street, while the man who was to have her in charge was fixing a place for her to sit. That the publishing house should be on Dearborn Street had been her first blow, for she had long located her publishing house on that beautiful stretch of Michigan Avenue which overlooked the lake. But the real insult was that this publishing house, instead of having a building, or at least a floor, all to itself, simply had a place penned off in a bleak, dirty building, such as one who had done work in sociological research instinctively associated with a box factory.